Good morning and welcome.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Welcome to Breakfast Business and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of July at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to a new whiskey company with the controversial name, and we'll be looking at what the probable change in government in London this week means for Anglo-Irish trade and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Charlie Weston in the Irish Independent reports that the legal cost of taking claims to court has increased even as the level of damages awarded has decreased, according to a new report on employers and public liability insurance. It found that between 2020 and the first half of 2023, there was an 8% decrease in compensation awards, but an 18% increase in legal costs when claims were litigated. Legal costs are the most significant for claims settled through litigation and have shown an upward trend in recent years, reaching 40% of total costs or 68% of the compensation award in the first half of 2023, according to data released from the Irish Central Bank of Ireland. This compares with the direct channel, where legal costs were 17% of total costs, and the PIAB, or the Personal Injury Assessment Board, where legal costs were just 3% of total costs. PIAB has now been renamed the Injuries Resolution Board. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Times reports that the Dublin Port Company paid out €415,000 in bonuses last year that had not been paid to the former long-serving chief executive Eamon O'Reilly as part of a High Court settlement. The payout to Mr. O'Reilly, along with additional legal costs of €176,000, was disclosed in its 2023 annual report, which showed that pre-tax profits at the company reduced by 28% to €35 million. Revenue remained flat at €101 million. Mr. O'Reilly issued High Court proceedings in February last year against Dublin Port Company after a High Court ruling in September 22 said that the Shannon Foynes Port chief executive, Pat Keating, was to be paid €373,000 in unpaid bonuses and interest from 2010 to 2017. The FT reports that LG Energy Solution will supply lithium iron phosphate batteries to Renault's electric vehicle unit, Ampere. It is the group's first large-scale supply deal for LFP batteries, which are cheaper and safer than batteries made from alternative materials, but have shorter driving ranges. Production of LFP batteries has been dominated by Chinese players, but LG is keen to increase its market share in the sector. Under the five-year contract, LG will provide Ampere with LFP batteries for about 590,000 EVs starting late next year. The batteries will be produced at its plant in Poland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.